This episode of Ask WYE is brought to you by Audible. If you've been following me, MC, at all this year, you know I'm killing it with my books. I'm up to number 60 for the year, and Audible is a huge reason why. We reached out to them, and they agreed to sponsor some shows for us. If you simply go to wyeradio.com/audible, you can get yourself one free Audible book and one free month of membership. Again, that's wyeradio.com/audible. And now on with Ask WYE.
HMMC.
You're listening to the WYE Radio Network.
In this episode, MC Lit Number One asks, what's your greatest adventure?
The podcast that responds to all emergencies on and off the job.
And now, here are your hosts, Motor Cop and the Happy Medic.
What was the craziest adventure you've been on, law enforcement-wise?
Well, big shout-out right now, by the way. Do you know who that was?
Wow, I do. I recognize that voice, but our listeners might not.
No, it's Meredith.
It is.
No?
It's Meredith from accounting.
Yeah.
At WYE Radio.
Yeah,
she's
thanks,
down
Meredith.
There with the other accountants and some of the producers that put the show together.
I know. We have such a huge team behind us here at WYE Radio. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I hate to break it to you, but I think you're confused. Meredith is that file cabinet.
Oh.
Out here where I keep
my Christmas
decorations.
Oh, that's weird. Well, it sounded remarkably like MC Lit Number One.
That was MC Lit Number One.
That's
what
right.
What a great question.
That is a great question.
We actually had to pause and go,
Huh.
Because I was trying to think of my greatest adventure law enforcement-wise.
Well, that's got to be a pretty short list.
Well, I actually have a greatest adventure law enforcement-wise, and I
want
to throw it to you.
No. You absolutely have to.
And then I
want
to come back with my greatest adventure public safety-wise.
Oh, you're going to take a different twist.
My greatest adventure happened just after I met you when I was driving a DUI suspect who was injured, quote-unquote,
yes, exactly.
In a motor vehicle collision. We were going lights and sirens to the trauma center. And the police were following us, and they had their lights on. So for that entire 15-minute drive, I would swerve a little bit, and I was being chased by the cops that whole time. And all I had in my mind was like, it was a diamond heist, and they're on us, and I just got to get to the checkpoint. And that was my greatest adventure, law enforcement-wise.
You know, she asks an excellent question, and I love you, honey. Well done. You know, gosh, greatest adventure. That's a big word, greatest. I mean,
adventure is a big word, too.
Yeah.
I mean, great question.
Everything.
I'm surprised none of the adults in the audience came
almost
up with something
20
that good.
Years of this. Everything has been an adventure. I mean,
yeah.
just going to work, you never know what's going to happen. But I started thinking about the craziest thing or the scariest thing or the most dangerous thing, which is stories I'm not going to tell my child.
She asked craziest.
Yeah, the greatest adventure. Man, that's tough. I mean, I think about the fact that as a member of you know us in law enforcement, we love our acronyms, and I'm a member. I'm pushing hard for a new acronym. This is not our actual acronym for what I hope will be obvious reasons. I keep pushing for Fatal Accident Response Team.
The fart.
The fart, right?
Yeah. Give me a fart.
Never gonna happen. But I am a member of our agency's Fatal Accident Response Team. hashtag.
If you keep saying it,
not a real thing.
It will happen.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And you know, again, bad things happen when we get called in the middle of the night and you know, loss of life and all that. But keep in mind that we're human and we're trying to that we do. It takes a toll. And one of the defense mechanisms, if you will, is humor. Thus, the Fatal Accident Response Team. I'm not going to respond to this question from my wonderful daughter with tales of woe or tales of destruction and bad things.
Oh, then I have to change mine.
Well, you should.
No.
You should, because you're a terrible person.
We
you know, it's funny. I will go with the most recent adventure that we went on. And by recent, as we're recording this literally happened 4 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Talk about recent.
So we have a couple of people working overtime, right? Not necessarily assigned to our station house. We got one new person and two overtimers and me. And one of the overtimers who's fairly new, stumbles upon a collision. Solo vehicle, and this is just shy of probably noon, 11:30, somewhere in the morning.
Sure.
And they hit a concrete stanchion, right, that's protecting the signal box.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, just center punch the thing, destroyed the car. It was like a 72 Plymouth Valiant or something.
Yeah. Sorry.
You covered my swear. Good on you.
You were saying.
Anyway, yeah, it's some older vehicle.
Sure.
So two of the overtimers, actually the new person and the overtimer, aren't familiar with collisions at all. I'm in the middle of a traffic stop. I finish my sight and I start, boogieing over there. And I'm there for maybe 10 minutes and a robbery that just occurred came out. And I said, hey, you know what? I got the crash. The rest of you, all three of you, go.
Go do the thing.
Yeah. And as they are giving dispatches, giving the description of the responsible parties, let's say it's a tan Plymouth Valiant, as we say.
Sure.
And it, lo and behold, in front of me, that is just involved in this collision, guess tan. What? It's a tan Plymouth Valiant. And I'll be doggoned if the responsible parties don't match the people who are currently sitting on the curb as we're documenting their crash. Long story short, we don't catch the smart ones. We don't, just, that's not a thing, right? I mean, you're not looking at Moriarty here. You're looking at Mutt and Jeff. I mean, just really remarkably stupid people.
Yeah.
And here's the crazy thing is this guy had a significant amount of cabbage on him.
All right.
And he boosted a ridiculous item of let's say construction equipment. We'll just say that.
Sure.
The case is obviously very new and charges haven't been filed and all that kind of stuff yet.
Uh-huh.
So it was a really stupid thing for him to take from someone. And as I'm sending them to go, deal with the robbery, one of my overtimers, who's been on a long time and has worked with me for years, comes back around the corner because he was parked around the comes back yeah. around the corner and goes, I think I'm going to stay. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd these are our that. Guys. And the other two were like, what do we do? Yeah. It was hilarious because here are these guys that were running from a robbery and tried to hook a right when they had no business doing so and ended up destroying their car. And the guy, he must have been mistaken because he said he spent $25,000 on this car. And again, 70s Plymouth Valiant, right? Yeah. Speaking of robbery, you got robbed, sir.
Yeah.
You absolutely
would you like
got
me to take a
robbed.
Report for you,
yeah.
sir?
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable how stupid people are, truly.
Wow. I don't have nearly as good a story as that. But I would have to say that my biggest adventure, aside from law enforcement, was when I got hurt in the fire on Mission Street.
Yeah.
On December 17th, 2007, when the ceiling fell 30 feet, knocked me down, rattled my cage, rung my bell.
I'd have been impressed if it was 35 feet. 30 feet, I mean, big deal, whatever.
Yeah, I know, big deal. Yeah. What's it? It's 5/8.
Oh, I'm gonna start a blog.
It's a 5/8 piece of... drywall knocked down.
That's barely over a half
that's
inch
nothing.
Thick, man.
Yeah, I mean,
come
you can carry one of those
on
all over the place.
Right?
But I think the biggest adventure was being in the fire, and then the next thing I remember was being in the ambulance and looking up into the pale, sweaty face of a paramedic that I had precepted just a few months prior and thinking, how'd I get here?
You're
wait a minute.
Pretty.
And I had never been in an ambulance in that position before.
Capacity?
Yeah, I'd never been looking up at the ceiling thinking,
oh,
wait a minute.
Oh, you've never lied down in an ambulance to take a nap? Come on.
Nope.
Right. Wow.
Nope. All never. Right. Are you kidding? Lay down the back there? Are you nuts?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
yeah,
a good point.
Exactly.
You guys don't clean up after yourselves. You're filthy.
Well,
you're filthy
we clean
people.
Up, but there's...
Yeah. No, I yeah. hear you. I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
But the biggest adventure was suddenly being in that position and thinking, man... I wonder what's wrong with me because everybody seems really freaked out.
let's flip the question back a little bit on MC Lit number one.
Mm-hmm.
the greatest adventure. She asked specifically about law enforcement, and I talked about law enforcement. You talked about your fire experience. Let's talk about life in general.
Oh man,
your greatest adventure. I have a pretty easy answer, I think.
I've got family is the easiest one right there.
That's it. Absolutely.
But I would say loading up the new wife and the cat and everything we own into a 24-foot U-Haul and towing our car from Albuquerque, New Mexico, 26 hours to San Francisco, California. And along the way, we lost the cat, reclaimed the cat, drink 5 hours from our destination. Our truck just breaks down on the side of the road.
Did you say U-Haul?
Yes.
Yeah. That in, I don't know if you know this, in the contract of U-Haul, it says this will break down on you in the most inconvenient location known to man.
Well, we know that now. But the truck starts losing power. The wife's asleep. The cat's asleep. I'm awake. It's the middle of the night. And I'm able to get off the freeway up to the top, restart the truck. We're able to limp across and into a truck stop. And back then, no cell phones. So I'm digging around for a quarter to call the 800 number on the contract. And I go into the truck stop and I call and, you know, hey, our truck broke down. Okay, we'll send out a technician. Where are you? I'm like, hold on a second. And I hold the phone to my chest and I just call out, hey, where am I? And some guy goes, you're in Lost Hills, California.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
And right then, Rod Serling turns the corner with a cigarette. Imagine a man moving his family. But true story, we're in Lost Hills. And they say, okay, we should have technician there in 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, dear Lord. Time to grab a nap.
Time to grab a nap, but it was insanity. We later find out when the technician gets there that the distributor cap is held together with duct tape. Tape's given out. Why wouldn't it?
Why wouldn't it be?
He says, this truck never should have left the lot. And I'm thinking, this truck shouldn't even be on the lot.
True story.
But we eventually limped into San Francisco a couple hours late, and that's where we started our brand new lives. And that has to be one of my greatest adventures. MC Lit number one.
I would have to wrap mine up with simply, God, being a dad to three daughters, a husband to an amazing woman, being around you guys all day long, every day is a huge adventure. I have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. Each of my kids have given us different challenges in different ways. We've had to adapt and overcome and do all kinds of stuff to make MCPD what it is today. It is a progressive, a continual effort to maintain the sanctity of our family, of our marriage, of our parenthood. It's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. Let me leave you with this, MC Lit number one, if that is your real name. Right?
Oh, we get to make up names. She didn't give her name. It just sounds like her.
It's MC Lit number one. Absolutely. I will simply leave you with this. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. You need to surround yourself with the kinds of people that are going to support you, call you on your mess, love you no matter what, and love you enough to tell you when you're wrong and redirect you into the right direction. And that's what your mom and I are trying to do. I know that's what Mr. Justin and Mama Kim are trying to do with their kids. Parenthood is not for the faint of heart.
And for the greater audience, that fits for you guys too. Some of you young guys just getting in, you know, you're thinking about starting a family and you're wondering how is it that I can bring a human being into this world that I see on midnights at the PD.
Oh, egads.
Well, here's the thing, guys. You get to bring them into your world.
Yep.
And
you can create that world
and you can build a bubble. It's okay to build a bubble and live in a bubble so long as you know what's outside the bubble.
As long as your bubble exists in reality. You know, I'm preparing my kids for eventualities that may never occur. And I hope to God they don't.
Like Ebola.
Sure.
Never going
to
happen.
But, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yep.
So MC Lit can sleep even better tonight, knowing that Ebola, not going to be a concern for her.
Yep. It wasn't back then, and it's not now.
Y2K, also not a thing.
Also not a thing.
Not a thing. Yep. Not a thing. All right. Well, until next time, do me a favor. Before I tell you to look out for planes, though.
Yeah.
What should the audience do if they want to ask us a question?
You guys should go to WYERadio.com. And over on the right-hand side, you're going to see a little blue tab that pops up that says, Ask WYE, and it's got a little microphone. If you've ever wanted to send a question to one of these internet radio shows, you have to record it. You have to know how to convert it to MP3. You have to export it. You have to include it on an email. You have to know who to email it to.
Nope. Don't have to do
none
any
of that here. None you guys click on the button, you record it, you send it in. We don't need your name. We don't need where you are. If you have a question you want to ask us, click the button, record your message. If you have a question just in general about the three disciplines, if you need to rant, if you need to vent, if you have something that you need to get off your chest, click that blue button, let fly.
There you go. If a 12-year-old can figure it out, I'm pretty sure. Although she's, you know, this is kind of the 21st century version of me programming my grandpa's VCR clock.
In a way.
Oh, it's no, not in a way. It's exactly the same.
But mainly you program it just to get it to stop flashing, not so that he can record Jeopardy.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, love you, Grandpa.
So, MCLet number one, thank you for a great question. And to all the adults out there that are listening, she beat you to it.
Yeah, she totally did.
Totally
love you, honey.
Beat you to it. All right. Mm-hmm.